Thursday. We wrap crunch time. What do you say we do this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Wow! It's the lightning round. We got coaches going all around, up and down. Wow!
I appreciate the second half effort, but the start of that was not great. The Lightning Round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs like LEDs for your home or for your business. Doesn't matter who broke it, they can fix it. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix cracked screens, broken buttons, charge ports, and more on your mobile phone or tablet. Batteries Plus Bulbs offers helpful pluses as well, like free car battery testing, battery installation for iPhones, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. You can visit them in Eugene or Corvallis and online at batteriesplus.com. Well, we talked about it a little bit last segment, but the baseball hot stove has been pretty cold so far, but rumors are heating up regarding the biggest name on the trading block, Giancarlo Mike Stanton of the Miami Marlins. The Dodgers, Giants, Cardinals, and Red Sox have been the big teams that are linked with the NL MVP, mostly because they can afford him the $290 million he's owed through 2027. Somehow, between the prospects, taking on the contract, and then Stanton approving the trade, he does have a no-trade clause, he's likely going to be moved this winter. So where does Stanton land? The Dodgers, Cardinals, Red Sox, Giants, or other?
G-Men, all the way. Bank on it. Ka-ching!
Very much not confirmed.
Cash money, boy.
Not feeling great about that. The race for the final two AFC wildcard spots is really starting to tighten up going into week 13, and not in a good way. I mean, just last week, the Browns had a mathematical chance of making the playoffs. There were odds like 1 in 20 billion, but I mean, they had a chance. They are eliminated after their loss. The Jags and Ravens have the two wildcard spots, but the Bills, Chargers, Raiders, Jets, and even long shots like the Texans and Dolphins can still get in. So which two teams get into the AFC wild card? The Jags, Ravens, Bills, Chargers, Bengals, Raiders, Jets, Dolphins, or Texans?
So New England's in, Pittsburgh's in, Tennessee and Jacksonville are most likely in, KC's in. I like Baltimore. I trust them a lot more. They have a good, not a great defense. It's young. It's coming around a little bit. The other 6-5 team, Buffalo, maybe now that they got over that idiotic, what do they call it? I won't even call it an experiment. By the way, did that make their coach look like an idiot when they won that game? And why he tried to say it was logical to make that switch away from Tyrod Taylor? I'm actually thinking Buffalo. Oh, I see what you're saying. There's only two wild cards.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to say the one from the South and the Ravens.
Okay. A much more fun race for the playoffs is happening in the NFC, specifically the NFC South. The Saints and Panthers are tied atop the division at 8-3, with the Falcons one game back at 7-4. All three teams are in the playoffs right now, with the Falcons and Panthers holding on to those two wild card spots. The Falcons still have two games remaining against the Saints, one against the Panthers, while the Panthers and the Saints play each other just one more time. So over the next 5 weeks, we get a little NFC South round robin coming up. Who wins the NFC South? Saints, Panthers, or Fail Clowns?
That just kills me. I'm going to go with New Orleans, who suddenly found a defense. And, they've got that 100-point differential. I just think they turned around. It's a hell of a job by Sean Payton. I'm going with the Aints.
They are annoyingly good. Texas A&M firing Kevin Sumlin has thrown a huge wrench into the college football coaching carousel. The only big name that's actually being linked is Florida State's head coach Jimbo Fisher. But that's the thing. He's the current FSU head coach, and he's got one more game to coach this Saturday, a makeup game because of Hurricane Irma. Fisher has said that after the season is done, he will think more about his future. But what is in Jimbo's future? Where will Fisher be coaching next Labor Day to start the 2018 season? Florida State, Texas A&M, or other?
Tallahassee. I'm thinking he stays put.
All right. He's back. Eldrick Tiger Woods returned to the golf course at the Hero World Challenge, known as the toughest 18-player pro-am, happening in November in the Bahamas. And as he tweeted out, Tiger's clearly going to win the Hero Championship, the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Open, the PGA Championship, and pass Jack Nicklaus. But actually, Tiger's finished with a 3-under-69 in today's first round. Is that a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
No deal. It doesn't matter. It's a limited field. It's an easy track. There's no pressure. There's no cut. I just remain unsold on Eldrick. And that's that.